Good evening. My name is Dave Pandel, and I am hosting Lehigh Valley Arts Salon tonight. And tonight we're going to be talking about the Lehigh Valley Beer Week with our guests Anna Dale and Jesse Alberton. Anna?
Hello.
Jesse?
Hello, sir.
Anna Dale is the treasurer of Lehigh Valley Beer Week,
mm-hmm. right? That's correct, yeah.
And you are also the general manager of one of my favorite places, Spinner's Town Hotel.
Yes.
Jesse, you are president.
Yes.
Of the Lehigh Valley Beer Week, and this is not your first gig as a president, right?
Nope. So, I started off as the president and the founder and when we opened this thing back in the day about 7 years ago, and we had two other presidents over the last 2 years, but I am back in as of this year.
And you are a local beer enthusiast.
Yes.
And former general manager of Fagley's.
That's correct.
Brew Works,
that's correct.
Right?
Yes.
The Allentown site?
Allentown and Bethlehem, yes.
And Bethlehem. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. And I see that you were instrumental in organizing and launching the first LVBW.
That's correct, sir.
Yeah. And you have succeeded Chris Bowen, who's a local beer historian.
Correct.
As the president. Good. I want to start out by saying that much of the information that you'll hear in tonight's show will be on the Lehigh Valley Beer Week webpage, which we'll probably refer to a few times over the course of the evening. Mm-hmm. And that is Lehigh Valley Beer Week, one big word, .com. And in there's plenty of information about the calendar of events and list of participants, as well as many other delicious details. Before we start talking about the Beer Week, I'd like to get personal, if I may.
Oh, boy.
Sure.
Now, so the question is, do you recall your first encounter with craft brew? And I'd like to start by giving my first encounter, mm-hmm. as I recall it. It was decades ago. It happened in the mid-'80s, and I was living in the San Francisco Bay Area, and it was one of three beers that I first tasted, and I can't remember which one it was, but it was either Red Tail Ale by Mendocino Brewing Company,
yeah.
Who, as I understand it, they're in trouble right now. They were bought out, and now there's some legal issues.
Oh, really?
Yeah, unfortunately. It was a great beer. Or Sierra Nevada,
yep. mm-hmm.
Pale Ale
That's,
out of
yep.
Chico, California, which is still
yeah.
going
yeah.
strong.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or it was Anchor Steam Beer.
I was going to guess one of those two. Yep.
Brewed in San Francisco. And later on, my wife and I got to meet and know Fritz Maytag, who is widely recognized as one of the progenitors of the craft beer movement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, I saw that. I was looking at the Anchor Steam website, and he bought a controlling share of the brewery, which was kind of financially struggling, for like $50,000.
Wow.
Back in 1971.
Oh, wow.
Good and, for him.
Yeah. Okay. So do you recall your first, Anna, your first
yeah.
encounter with craft brew?
Mine was, I remember just hanging out at the restaurant with a bunch of staff, and I wasn't quite of age yet, but my parents were around too, and one of the servers was drinking Young's Double Chocolate. And we must have had a conversation with Chocolate, and she was just like, here, you have to try this. Just give it a sip. And of course, I'm like, are the parents around? but I took a sip, and it was fantastic because I love chocolate. So that was just a really cool something to see that, like, beer can taste like food in a way.
Hmm.
And not in when now people are kind of going to extremes with that. But to have that decadence of chocolate. So that was one of my very first roll-ins with craft beer.
So you were underage at the time.
Yes, I was.
which is interesting because when I first encountered it, the beer that was available were the big labels,
right?
right?
Mm-hmm.
There might be small town brews, but they all were you know, lagers or pilsners, you know.
Right, right.
So you didn't have that background before you tasted that.
Not really, no. It wasn't, I don't know. I never really snuck around or tried to, like, I didn't really go out to parties in high school or anything like that. I was always really busy, so, or I was working.
Yeah.
So it was always under an educational umbrella.
Yes, educational. Jesse?
So, yeah, mine also has to do with a little bit of underage drinking, I think. my friends and I, we always thought we were classy in high school. We would bring Yingling in book bags to parties because everyone else was drinking, you know, Milwaukee's Best or whatever. So
right.
I don't think that quite classifies as a craft beer, you know, these days. But then I remember going into college and hanging out with some of, you know, my friend's older brother had some Sierra Nevada, and I remember just being like, oh,
yes.
It's like,
right.
What is in this? And then after, you know, a couple, you're like, this is, you can't go back after that. Like,
yeah.
It's like your palate is just, has changed. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like, there's so many flavors. The flavor rainbow was,
yeah.
was opened for me.
It is true. Your palate does change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And next question of a personal nature. What made you decide to pursue a vocation that is closely associated with beers and ales? I think I know the answer for you, Anna, mm-hmm. because
she was born into it.
Yeah.
your family has the Swinnerstown.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, my dad has really had an affinity with Belgian beers. Mm. And that's just a really cool, everything they do over there, it's just with a purpose and with a reason. And so it's just really cool to see that kind of bleed over into the American craft and be able to see the change in people's likes and dislikes. So, yeah, beer's just fun. It's a fun place to be. It's a fun its own little ecosystem. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it just, there's always something new. There's so much you can learn. There is, like, no end to what you can do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. And there's a lot of enthusiasm about it too, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah. 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 Jesse, how about
you? Yeah, I kind of stumbled into it as well. I was just telling Anna, I actually went to school for broadcast journalism with a radio emphasis. So it's kind of funny being here when you ask that. But I didn't realize that I could make a profession at being good at drinking beer. When I found that I could do that, you know, I just ran with it. So I, you know, I always liked beer a lot. And, you know, then you kind of just, it kind of hits you that there's so many different beers and different styles, and it just kind of consumes you. And, you know, like I'm sure a lot of people do with collecting whatever they're into, or, you know, sports memorabilia or whatever. For me, it was just, you know, trying beers and brewing beers. And then I, you know, bartending and teaching bartending school, and then, you know, just homebrewing on the side. And I think maybe, you know, for me, just the craft beer boom and just, when I was born, I think maybe just kind of connected with it, just, you know, when I was about legal drinking age, I think that was, you know, about kind of when this kind of thing started happening, and, you know, in the early 2000s. And it's just kind of, you know, kind of worked out. And then I was always a huge fan of the Brewworks. And then, you know, when I got offered the job there, I mean, I learned so much. You know, I started off there as just a bar manager, and just, you know, having that connection to I basically stopped homebrewing when I worked at the Brewworks because I didn't need to, because I could have all the fun and excitement of brewing without actually doing any work. You know, the brewers that were actually good at, because home brewing, you typically make beer that's not very good.
Mm. And you make such a mess sometimes.
Yeah, so I just, you know, and it takes 6 hours, and, you know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to drink beer that's actually good and tasty, but I still get to have that, you know, enjoyment of the craft and learning about it and stuff like that. And once you start going, you really can't turn back. I mean, I'm still learning every day about beer. It's crazy. Mm.
Yeah, it never ends, does it?
Yep.
So, a couple questions for Jesse. Congratulations on being reelected to president. Tell us about the organization, Lehigh Valley Beer Week organization. There's an organization behind the Beer Week.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And a little bit more about the Beer Week itself, and particularly when does it start?
Sure. February 16th through the 23rd is Lehigh Valley Beer Week this year. We are now in our 7th year.
Mm-hmm.
I always should do more research before I do an interview every time.
Yeah.
Like, every time I'm like, I didn't do enough
I'm the
research.
Same.
I just assume I'd know the answers. But we are, Lehigh Valley Beer Week is run by a nonprofit. We have a board of directors. So Lehigh Valley Beer Week Inc. is our nonprofit organization that formed right after we did the first year. And we have a board of directors. So, you know, myself as the president, Anna as the treasurer. We have your father, John, is on mm-hmm. the board. We have Jim Flynn from Porter's Pub, who just took over from Larry Porter. Mm. One of the owners of Porter's Pub has been, you know, from day one, a part of the organization, but has kind of given it over to his main guy, Jim. And who's, you know, so Larry's still on the board. And then Nima, the owner of Shangy's, kind of same deal. His main guy, Pat, is as holding the vice mm-hmm. president title.
Yep.
And
yeah. Josh Bushy.
And then Josh Bushy, of course, is on as well, who is the brewer for Two Rivers Brewing. So it's, you know, it's a board of directors, you know, you have a distributor, you have, you know, bars and restaurants, you have a brewery. So we have everyone kind of all the interests of the Lehigh Valley brewery scene and craft brewery scene. And we, you know, we meet, we do a lot of, you know, phone and email meetings, but, you know, we meet mm-hmm. Every so often and run this beer week. And, you know, we, this year, the main objective was to get more organized. So, you know, we started it up. Everything we've done has been kind of as it happens, and, you know, having a social media pages and, you know, a website. And, you know, when you're dealing with 40 to 50 venues throughout the Lehigh Valley, that's a lot of people, that's a lot of events, that's a lot of things going on, it's a lot of different cities, all for 1 week. So it's basically a year's worth of preparation and organization and meeting for 1 week of just, you know, everything is just bananas that week. And obviously all the people that are on the board, we're in charge of running venues that are having events the entire mm-hmm. week. So, you know, having to, you know, help out with other venues, getting their events posted and things like that is, you know, been, a struggle, I guess, in the beginning, kind of getting that organized. So I had to step down when I opened up Bar Louie. I stepped down as president and just stayed on the board of directors because I didn't do well with my presidential responsibilities. So I gave it to Scott Adams, who was with Liberty Street, and then with Funk Brewing. And then he then resigned a year later and gave it to Chris Bowen. And then Chris Bowen had it for the last mm-hmm. two years.
Yeah.
And now he, about 6 months ago, he mm-hmm. he resigned, and I was nominated to take back over. So now I'm a director for Bar Louie, so I have, you know, I'm not so nailed down to a store. So I'm able to kind of be able to do more for my computer and things like that to be able to help out the group. Did I answer the question?
Yeah, you did, certainly. Okay, time for a break, and we'll return to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon in a little bit.
The many choices and real voices on WDIY are made possible with support from our generous, sustaining members. An automatic monthly gift of $10 on your credit card is an easy way to become a WDIY member and support the programs you love. Set up your monthly sustaining membership gift today. Call 610-694-8100 extension 7 or visit wdiy.org. Thank you.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I'm your host, Dave Pandel, and we are talking to Anna Dale and Jesse Albertson about the Lehigh Valley Beer Week coming up starting on
February 16th through the 23rd.
There you go. Anna, approximately how many locations are participating in this year's event?
We have around 40 right now, and I have a couple people that are still deciding if they're going to. So I'm going to say we always float between 40 and 50 individual venues, whether they be bars, breweries, restaurants, and even grocery stores are starting to get involved too because they're able to sell beer now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's a whole nother market. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these folks wait until the very end.
Some of them do. Yeah, some of them do. And but some of them think about it all year long. Some think about it 6 months out. But pretty much this last week is crunch time for us. Yep, just making sure everything's up, everything's spelled right, looks right.
Yeah.
So
people get to the right place at the right mm-hmm. time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I counted about 30 events associated with this week. Mm-hmm. These are, you know, at breweries and restaurants. What typically goes on at these affairs?
A lot of beer dinners, special tap takeovers. I know with Spinnerstown, we always do, we've done it for 3 or 4 years now, Allagash beer dinner. So our kitchen pairs up food with some very special beers from the brewery. And we get our reps to come in and everything. And you can't get Allagash in the Lehigh Valley. So Spinnerstown's technically in Bucks County, but we're like 5 minutes over the line. Mm. So we're able to kind of give the Valley a little bit more beer that they're not able to get their hands on just yet.
Is Allagash a Bucks County beer? Or?
No, out of Maine.
They're out of Maine. But
they're a big brewery, though.
Based on distribution, certain places, certain breweries are only in certain counties. I don't know all of the dirty details on that, but that's just...
Distributors have the rights to certain counties to distribute beer. So if you don't have the rights to distribute it, then
you can't
get it in the bar.
And that's by county.
Yep, by county in Pennsylvania,
Strange.
Welcome to Pennsylvania.
So this would be an Allagash tap takeover then.
Yeah, we'll have five beers specifically kind of like handpicked just for us. Mm. And so that will be really, really cool. I know a lot of other bars and restaurants up in Easton, they put together their own little like a Mardi Gras parade. And you touch base at like each different brewery or restaurant. So that's always cool. They do that each year. I know a bunch of places really like to focus on individual food pairings. So there was the Brick in Bethlehem. They did pizza and beer. I think they've even done like cannolis and beer once as well.
Yeah, it's everything. So it's all about the venue, and it's all about, you know, how creative each venue wants to get. You know, year one, you'd see a lot more of just kind of standard tap takeovers, beer dinners, meet the brewer kind of, you know, sampling events. This every year it gets crazier and crazier because you're basically, you have more and more competition to get people to come out. So, you know, there's a ghost hunt the one night, you know, I know.
Yeah, that seems really interesting.
Yeah, I know at Barlou we're doing, you know, two charity events. We're doing a book drive. So, you know, it's a book drive with we're featuring Lost Tavern. It's a brewery in Hellertown, and then we're doing an event for dog charity. So Peaceful Kingdom out of Whitehall, and then we're featuring Hijinks Brewery. So, you know, so there's charity events, there's ghost hunts, there's beer dinners,
there's trivia nights, there's Cards Against Humanity nights. I mean,
it's all over the place.
I saw a beer pong one as well.
Yeah. So. Oh yeah, there is a beer. The one I'm interested in is Pints and Pups, and that's going to be on Sunday, February 17th.
Yep, that's our dog charity one at Bar Louie. So yeah, so it's really cool. So we paired up with a charity. So 20% of the sales that day will be donated back to the charity. Plus, they've assured me some very cute puppies to come out on their patio. So it's, you know, come with your puppy or just come to see some cute puppies and drink some beer.
I can bring Posey, the radiotherapy dog.
Yes, exactly.
Great. So not all the breweries are from the Lehigh Valley. Most of them are, but you mentioned Allagash.
Yep.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, and so in the beginning, I think it was more of just, you know, whatever breweries they decided to pick. But now, since there have been so many awesome breweries opening up in the Lehigh Valley, and then we teamed up with the Lehigh Valley Brewers Guild in bringing Josh Bushy onto the board of directors for Lehigh Valley Beer Week. So you kind of have a spokesperson from all or most of the Lehigh Valley breweries on the board of directors for Lehigh Valley Beer Week. So you kind of just find that, you know, through the Lehigh Valley Beer Week, I mean, if you have the choice to pick someone local, a lot of times you do that. So yeah, so you either see a really big, unique kind of like celebrity brewery like Allagash or Sierra Nevada or Bell's, like these, like, you know, I mean, really big, to get someone big from those breweries to come out is a big deal to this, you know, small little area of the world. Or it's more of a local scene where, you know, we have I know we're doing something with Free Will, who's right down the road from Bar Louie, and you see a lot of the local breweries kind of being showcased more. So that's, I think, one of the coolest thing that has happened throughout the 7 years of Lehigh Valley Beer Week is that the local brew, as Lehigh Valley Beer Week has gone on, more and more breweries have come up, and then it just kind of makes sense for us, you know, the two to kind of connect. So it's more of a local thing. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I think when we started, there was just Brewworks and Weyerbacher.
Yep, maybe Two Rivers, but I'm not sure if they were brewing when we opened.
Yeah, And now there's like at least 20 now. And there's new ones opening this year too.
My, how things have changed over what, just 7 years?
Yeah. It's awesome. So it's just, awesome. You know, that the whole point of Lehigh Valley Brewery has always been, you know, community celebration, you know, all about craft beer. And, you know, what better way to celebrate, you know, the community than celebrating the beers that are in the community. So it's really kind of taken a new shape over the last couple of years, and it's just, it's grown, and every year it's gotten better and better. It's just, you know, I get giddy talking about it. So
so it seems like every year there's a new brewery that's entered into.
Yeah, the last couple of years, I mean, it's literally boomed in the Lehigh Valley with the amount of breweries. So, and I, you know, I consider myself a kind of an enthusiast of local beer, and I have a hard time getting out to all of them so far. So it's, you know, this is the week of the year, you know, in the Lehigh Valley that it's, well, if you have, you know, I've been meaning to try out, you know, Funk, or I've been meaning to try out Weyerbacher or whatever. Like, well, now's the week because, man, do they have something fun planned. So, you know, there's some of the breweries are doing stuff in the breweries themselves. I know Weyerbacher's doing in their tap room. They're doing Girl Scout cookie pairings and stuff like that. You know, so come out to their brewery in Easton, or if it's, you know, if it's more convenient to go to your local spot, you know, they're doing a lot of stuff. So they're coming out to the venues, or you can go to the brewery. So it's really, you can go on to LehighValleyBrewery.com and search for whatever you're interested in, whether you like this kind of beer or this brewery, or you're looking for live music, or you're looking for, you can dig through the website and, you know, find out what you want to do. It doesn't,
yeah, if you want to see where what Yergi has planned, or what Lost River has planned, or what Bonn is doing, you can pretty much go in and kind of keyword search, and you can see different events that they're going to be at.
And that website again is LehighValleyBeerWeek.com. I'm going to pivot a little bit here. Mm-hmm. What does Belgian style mean, and why do I hate it so?
Really? You don't like Belgian style?
Oh, no. I'm a West Coast IPA kind of a guy, but there's something. Is it the yeast or spices?
So you're talking about like a Belgian style IPA, or like just
or just Belgian?
Just Belgian, and I can't drink any of it.
I think it's the yeast.
So obviously there's, you know, just a different way of brewing. Belgian style beers tend to be higher alcohol percentage beers. Mm. A lot of them tend to be, you know, cellar aged. And if you're an IPA guy, you like beers that are super fresh and things like that. Most Belgian beers are malty, high volume alcohol wise, and it's pretty far away from Belgium to here. So most of them are pretty old by the time you get them. So a lot of times the Belgian beers will be bottle conditioned, which means they have some yeast in the bottles.
Oh, yeah.
So you're getting a lot of that yeast flavor. And it's definitely, you know, I'm a big Belgian guy, but I'm not a huge IPA guy. So maybe there's either like one or the other. I don't know. But hopefully answers that.
Yeah, that's kind of how my dad loves his Belgians, but he'll even really likes the Pilsners and things like that. And then I'm as hoppy as you can get.
Yeah.
I want it all. I want that pine. I want that bitter. I want that juice. Like, I want all of it.
Yeah, the citrus. I used to love Chimay, but something happened. Some transformation happened to me, and I don't care for it anymore.
Well, a lot of the craft beer that's around is so fresh. And even if they do, so I don't know if if they do a Belgian style, at least it's fresh. So it's, you know, you don't have that kind of it's been sitting on old yeast for, you know, 6 months or 6 years by the time you get it. But yeah, I think that this craft beer boom has kind of, you know, made everyone aware of the difference in fresh beer and the difference in old beer. I never thought about that until working in a brewery. And it's just, you know, I mean, like if you grab a bottle of beer and there's all that sediment on the bottom, it's probably not, you know, I mean, then you're just used to going to your local brewery and, you know, getting it right from the tap. I mean, it's a difference. I mean, it's a huge difference from fresh beer into old beer. So
something to be aware of.
Yep.
I noticed that Yergi Brewing in Emmaus is having an early kickoff on Valentine's Day. And they are serving a stout, quote-unquote, on nitro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's the difference about nitro versus the regular propellant is CO2?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so nitro, most, you know, a lot of the stouts, you know, if you think of stout, you think of Guinness, and Guinness is on nitro. So it's just a different gas, and it's more of a smoother gas.
Yeah, creamy mouthfeel. It'll cause... kind of like brings out different flavors, but can also make certain ones a little more subtle as well.
Yeah, so a lot of the breweries now are doing, and if you've had this, an IPA on nitro, if you're an IPA guy, which is crazy. So you get all those really fresh flavors of a hoppy IPA, but it just mellows it out. So if you know, sometimes you take an IPA and you're like, ah, my throat, it's so you know, it's astringent or whatever. It just mellows it out, so it's dangerous. So you're like ripping back IPAs like they're, you know, they're like a 4% alcohol beer, and they're not. Yeah. So it's it just makes the beer really easy to drink. It
becomes creamy.
Yeah.
After the week is over, are you guys exhausted? And do you have a favorite hangover remedy?
Sleep.
Yeah,
I think is
all
a good
of the
one.
Sleep.
It's gotten a lot easier to do the week. Hopefully, we'll find out. Maybe the week's not started yet. Hopefully, no one has a too big of a hangover that they're being responsible when they go out. But you know, it's the week is running very well this year, and you know, but in the beginning it was me and my car kind of trekking to every event to take a picture of it and every event and things like that. So I think everyone will be able to spread it out and not be so hungover, and I think everyone will be able to enjoy themselves.
Yep.
Enjoy yourself. That's kind of the theme. LehighValleyBeerWeek.com is the website to check out and get all the details. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
And Jesse.
Pleasure.
So much for coming in today.
Thank you.